Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to the knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is to the Lord as is a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. What manner of persons, then, ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God? Therefore, beloved, beware, lest, being led away with the error of the wicked, ye fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, to whom be glory now and forever. From the first chapter of the second epistle general of St. Peter. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of Esaias the prophet, saying, Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and it shall show, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. From the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Well, hello again. Indeed it is. It's also a state of being. So, serenity. As you probably know, today is not only the 20th Sunday after Trinity, but given that George has just informed us, but also coming into All Saints Day with Halloween tomorrow and All Souls Day the day after that. And even though All Saints has an octave, which means that surely someone will be giving a talk about it next Sunday, I thought I would just touch on it as it pertains to the intent of today, which is serenity, because they're linked. Basically, it marks the ancient lunisolar New Year festival at the final harvest of, I think, probably beets and tubers before the cold of winter froze the ground in Northern Europe. And it marked the inflow and outflow of the holy ones and then the souls of the dead, so that in the old Egyptian religion, people could commune with their dead relatives. That was the point of it. And to me, this dovetails with us understanding how to generate serenity, because understanding the dead and what dying is of paramount concern. Why? Because the fundamental event that truly prevents serenity for most of us is death. If we can just understand death well, we can really begin to calm ourselves down. Then, sure, we will still get excited about certain things, but nothing like the sort of imbalance we feel around what it is to die. This is not a simple thing. Death is coming to us all, and certainly it could be said to be closer to us all with every passing year and indeed every passing day. But what is it? I will tell you what I think, based not on what is written in any book. I am going to say a couple of things about what's written in a few books first. Obviously, people transition in and out of this three-dimensional world through what we call birth and death. But for the early Christians, and this is written in books, this three-dimensional world was the world of death. And being born here meant you had entered into a fallen state, a death. Nevertheless, most people are afraid of what they call death here. And because of this, death carries a distinct taint, which is extremely unpleasant to anyone living as that one approaches that area, because that area holds all the collected trauma of all of those who have previously passed through the veil unwillingly or in fear. Yet, having apparently met some dead people on the other planes, it seems to me that consciousness does indeed continue in a much larger world, in a much more flexible vehicle than we have in the three-dimensional world. I am certain these dead people exist because they seem to have been able to affect me in this world in very unexpected ways, which I can't actually disclose. But some of those so-called dead have quite a lot of power over this world. It is for this reason that I am pretty sure there will be no world war, no new pandemic. Yes, some kind of financial collapse because we need a new system for the new age, and a bunch of suppressed information and technology will gradually become available. But because of my experiences and the beliefs I have based on these experiences, I tend to be rather calmer than a lot of people, even if I am also probably more intolerant of what I consider other people's stupidity than most people are. We all have our own failings, right? So I'm not perfect, and neither is anyone else, of course. But this brings me back to the case for morality. We must each of us get better at being moral beings. None of us are good enough yet. We each of us need to get better at knowing how to love. This is the most important thing, and in general, we do it badly. But if we begin to know something about the real world this world is embedded inside of, perhaps we can learn how to be more moral in the deep sense. It is a shame that too many people regard morality as doing what other people do. We must be better than that if we want to really benefit from living this very hard life in the three-dimensional world. Morality is not going with the flow, but rather doing what is right. And it is from morality that we achieve serenity. Love and knowing how to love is the true basis of morality. Again, this is from my own experience. When you are confronted by evil, by something intending you harm, the best response is love. I've tried a few other responses. Not throwing love at the evil like some kind of weaponized goodness, not doing that, and not accepting the harm being done to you, but rather creating space such that you envelop the evil and therefore become greater than it. Human beings have this very special capacity for creating psychic or emotional space in the emotional or desire world. And this is analogous to creating a doorway into the third heaven and our hidden father. Love is the basis of morality as well, because it is what connects us. When you can connect to another person via love, and emphatically I do not mean desire or romance or any of the myriad selfish expressions of love we are all familiar with, but when you connect to another by allowing them the space to be exactly as they are, then the connection produces an understanding of the other. That understanding informs your behavior, and thus you have a living, moral way of being. Don't get me wrong. It's not easy, and in my opinion, most people make it very hard to do because they are so frustratingly wrong about so many things. But when I am able to do it, all that wrong stuff vanishes, and they transform. They transform. Even though it is really me who is transformed because I have suddenly become a truly moral being. Now, I said this has to do with serenity. When you are moral, then of course, you're not going to raise your voice in the streets, and a bruised reed you shall not break, and a smoldering wick you shall not extinguish, until you bring forth the victory of justice. One whose morality rests on love, because one knows how to love, is one who fears nothing. What is fear? At the psychic level, the emotional level, it is the recoil and the uncontrolled upwelling of energy to make you move. It is the imbalance of these energies that which pushes people to do often very stupid and destructive and evil things. When you fear nothing, isn't that what it is to be serene? Maybe. But if you are very proud, you will also not be serene. So serenity means being neutral, balanced, neither right nor left, but keeping to the middle. And if you bound yourself by love, if you bind yourself by love, if love is the yoke upon your neck, if love is the yoga you practice, the religion you have made your own, then not only will you be a moral person, but you will manage to maintain serenity. Sounds so simple, doesn't it? But it's not so simple. It's really difficult and requires tremendous skill. What skills? Peter breaks it down. The discipline of diligence or faith, pistei, virtue or excellence, aretin, related to our word aristocrat, means high standards. The word they use is virtue in the King James. Knowledge, gnose, temperance, which is enkratia, which literally means to rule within, and which can be contrasted with the word, and usually is contrasted with the word, let me see if I can say this correctly, aselgaiis, which is the unrestraint of the wicked. Patience or endurance, which is hypomone, godliness or piety, which is Eusebia, literally good rites or good devotion. Brotherly love, kindness, Philadelphia, sure we all know that one. And charity or love, spiritual love, agape. And Peter is saying to us very specifically that no matter what is happening in the world, we must remain steadfast in our faith in the goodness of God and his saving grace. There is indeed nothing easy about the spiritual path. Not only does it demand our steadfast faith in the grace of our Father in the face of the unbridled and unhinged of this world, but also the same faith and determination in the face of the powers of the world of the Spirit. Because as above, so below. As below, so above, as within, so without. But the most important one of these skills, if you like, is agape, the condition upon which all beings depend for being. So growing our faithfulness in excellence, developing knowledge, ruling our inner energies, having through that same excellence applied to our devotion, the endurance to always hold others in familial affection, brings us finally to the peace of the one love. And I will say again, the main skill is the ability to create space, which is also the connection which allows you to respond in a way that is naturally skillful. Then you open a doorway to the one who is forever above the water floods and can feel his presence within you and around you. Then he will begin to be in you and you in him, so that when people look at you, they will also be looking at him. Because he is nothing but love, and his justice, his quietude, his serenity will also be yours. So then, his peace, which passes understanding, may keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love that is eternal. Thank you for listening, guys.